Standing in Craig District Court Friday, a tearful Rochelle Waterman said she never thought her teenage difficulties with her mother would have resulted in her mother's murder.
I never wanted my mother dead, but I know, regardless of my intent and my wishes, if I hadn't associated with those men, we wouldn't be here today. If I hadn't shared those things about my mom, we wouldn't be here today. And if I hadn't said those things to Jason Arendt, we wouldn't be here today. Words cannot express how sorry and remorseful I am. I would give anything to go back and undo this.
While denying that she wanted her mother dead, Waterman acknowledged that her actions ultimately played some role in her murder.
Judge, whatever you sentenced me to today could never match the grief and the shame and sorrow I will bear for this for the rest of my life. When I graduate from college, when I get married, or when I have kids of my own, my mother won't be there. Even though I didn't want this, and even though I didn't think they'd ever do it, and even though I told them no, it's my fault.
Rochelle Waterman was 16 when two male friends forcibly removed her mother from her Craig home and murdered her. Tlaloc resident Jason Arendt and Craig resident Brian Raydell pled guilty in 2004 to the first-degree murder of 48-year-old Lori Waterman. Rochelle Waterman was participating in a volleyball tournament in Anchorage at the time of the murder. Prosecutors argued that she actively engaged in the planning of the murder and encouraged the men to kill her mother by concocting stories of abuse. Her father, Doc Waterman, has stood by his daughter's side throughout and spoke on her behalf Friday.
I have seen Rochelle Waterman express extreme remorse for her choice of boyfriends, for telling exaggerated stories of abuse by her mother, and for failing to recognize that Jason Arendt was prepared to act upon his fantasies of removing her mother from her life so that he could have unfettered access to Rochelle.
Doc Waterman blamed investigators for leaking what he said were suspicions and misinformation about his daughter to the media, resulting in what he described as condemnation of Rochelle Waterman in the community.
Many people in the community who loved and respected Lori Waterman took the information presented, accepted it as fact, and condemned Rochelle without knowing the truth or falsity of the allegations.
Waterman says his daughter has already been punished more than anything that she has done warrants. He asks that the charges and convictions be expunged from her record so that she could have a more peaceful life going forward. Two of Lori Waterman's siblings participated in the sentencing telephonically but did not speak Friday. Before handing down his sentence, Judge Carey made it clear that the Anchorage jury did not convict Rochelle Waterman on the more serious charges leveled against her, including first and second degree murder and kidnapping. He says he is under the belief that Rochelle Waterman did not want her mother killed.
But it is clear to me that her actions were a cause of the death of her mother, and that is what the jury found.
Carey said he took into consideration Waterman's age at the time of the offense when deciding the sentence. Carey had less sympathy for Waterman's two co-defendants. He says Raydell is a sociopath and described Arendt as a pathetic adult who had an obsession with a 16-year-old girl. He said she was manipulating two of the biggest losers on the island with exaggerated abuse claims.
Miss Waterman, despite her age, her tender age of 16, was a manipulator to some degree. There was some deliberate manipulation.
Carey says Waterman admitted to investigators that she told Arendt that she wanted him to get rid of her mother. He described the meeting of Waterman, Arendt, and Raydell as a perfect storm that resulted in the demise of Lori Waterman. Without any one of the three, Carey says it's unlikely that the murder would have taken place. Carey could sentence Waterman to a maximum of 10 years, with 0 to 4 being within the standard range. He sentenced Waterman to 3 years. She's already spent 473 days in jail. With time off for good behavior, she will likely serve an additional approximately 250 days. Her attorney told the court Friday that he intends to appeal the decision and asked that Waterman be allowed to remain out on bail until the appeal is considered. Waterman is tentatively scheduled to turn herself into Lemon Creek Correctional Center on September 2nd. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.